Many times you will hear someone ask, "What's on your mind?" But almost never do we ask, "What is the mind?" The answer is not as complex as you might think. The mind is consciousness, and it has two different levels. The active thinking mind, which is constantly filled with thoughts, feelings, and sensations. And at a deeper level, the still, silent mind. In modern life, people are almost totally focused on their active minds, listening to the voice in their heads as it brings up endless thoughts and feelings. When meditation came to the West several decades ago, the value of that deeper level of still silent mind appeared as a new discovery. The benefits of meditation are widely known by now, particularly in areas like reducing stress, high blood pressure, anxiety, and insomnia. Still, most people are much more secure and comfortable caring for their bodies than their minds. One reason is the widespread belief that within the unconscious lurk negative impulses of fear, dread, anger, and violence. Secrets lie hidden and old hurts are dormant, and it is dangerous to awaken these potential demons. The other reason people don't want to explore the mind is that they meet stubborn resistance when they try. Old habits and conditioning from the past become very strong when you start to push back self-judgment and self-criticism. Meditation solves both objections. You find not demons beneath the surface, but a domain of peace, quiet, and joy. In the silent mind, there is no pushback. There is no judgment, only acceptance. You're simply aware. The beauty of this is that awareness itself has healing power. Shedding light on the darkness vanishes. Awareness heals by returning the mind to its basic nature. Think of the sea being whipped up by a storm. Waves toss everywhere, and yet on a calm day, you realize that the nature of the ocean is stillness. Waves come and go, but they cannot change the stillness that always lies unchanged at a deeper level. Apply this image to the mind. When it is tossed by thoughts, feelings, and sensations, you can't still this activity by struggling against it. Struggle only adds to the activity. You must establish yourself at the level of silent stillness. The thinking mind will still be stirred with activity. But now you can witness it without being disturbed. A simple but powerful lesson emerges here. The mind is on your side. It wants to be free of anxiety, depression, restlessness, and agitation. In meditation, you give it the chance to be itself without agitation and disturbance. The notion that the mind is on your side might seem strange and unexpected, but the quiet mind experienced in meditation shows you its true nature. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. My mind is my intimate friend and healer. My mind is my intimate friend and healer.